The post-game show, Willie's Tire, Oil Barons Hockey on Rock 97.9 live from the LASIK MD Broadcast Center. Brad Karp joined alongside by Oil Barons head coach Tom Kekka after a 3-0 loss to the Whitecourt Wolverines. Tom, thanks for hopping on quickly. We'll start with just your thoughts on the game in general tonight.
Well, I think that our goaltending is going to be okay. I thought that Mr. Reinhardt and Mr. Detani both, not only stop pucks, but I think from just a compete level, they battled through screens. I mean, Whitecourt did a great job of getting a lot of traffic in front. I thought that our goaltenders did a great job of battling through some screens, and they came up with some big stops.
What did you think of your defensive corps tonight?
You know what? I thought that Mr. Day and Mr. Nanji gave us, as advertised, what we had wanted. They provided us some leadership. And to be honest, in the first period, I thought that we handled the puck better tonight than what we did last night, where we lost a lot of the battles. We're along the wall in our own zone. I thought that our forwards as a whole did a, I'm sorry, but they just did a very poor job in our own zone. We didn't create a lot of offense. Definitely not the style that we want to play. But again, you're disappointed because you don't create a lot of offense, but we haven't done a lot of system work, and we're back to the drawing board. We'll give the boys a day off tomorrow, and then we'll get right back at it on Monday, and we'll start introducing some of the offensive systems and the support that we want to provide throughout our game this year.
What were some of the highlights for you? Who were some of the guys that stood out?
Well, again, both goaltenders played extremely well. I mean, Nate Reinhardt's coming in as a 99 born player who's hopefully got a bright future for us. Ravi Detani did well. Like I said, Day and Nanji, I thought that Mr. Scoville battled hard. And then there were spurts here or there by our forwards, but just not enough on a consistent basis. And I think, what you want to do throughout the exhibition's schedule here is you want to start carving your identity and what you are. And I think that's the first question we'll pose to the players, tonight in our post game here is, okay, what are we as a team? Are we hardworking? Do we finish checks? Are we an offensive team? I mean, we have to start doing that. We've got too many guys that are sort of caught in no man's land. They don't know what they are, and it's our job as a coaching staff to make sure that we identify roles and make systems so that players can execute to the best of their ability.
We chatted briefly last night, and you mentioned you don't necessarily like to see all the fighting, but when it comes to standing up for your teammates, it's something that you like to see your players do. Do you think that the guys answered the bell tonight? Whitecourt laid some pretty big hits, and there were a couple of toughles here and there.
Yeah, there was a couple of toughles, but the thing that bothers me is we're the toughest team after the whistle. I mean, if we would play that tough in between whistles, and that's what we're going to try and stress here. You want to get body in it. We have a saying where it doesn't have to be snot bubbles every time. You don't have to run a guy through the glass, but you have to make sure that you show up for every, forecheck, that we're, finishing a check here or there. So I would rather see our team play a little bit, grittier between the whistles and stay away from the stuff after.
First round of cuts coming tonight?
Yeah, we have some guys that, are banged up, so our numbers are, where they are, but we'll release a couple players here tonight and, try and move forward and have a good week or a couple days of practice before Bonneville, which is going to be a great test. They're predicted to be one of the top teams in, not only the North Division, but in the whole AJ this year, so it's another good test for us Wednesday night.